The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers are 1-0 in conference play and 4-0 overall. Wisconsin visits Michigan on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the opportunity to go over to Ann Arbor and play, which everyone knows, obviously a very good football team. You know, it's a well-coached team with really good players, and they're playing at a high level, and so we need to have a good week of preparation and try to be as prepared as we can and go out and try to play the best we can Saturday against a very good Michigan team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul, I'm asking coaches around the country about this. You have to worry about everything, but when the side of the ball where you have your expertise is maybe struggling in the past, if you had this happen, how do you address that as a head coach? You know, do you get more involved? Do you take a different approach at all?
I think that you'd like to be consistent in how you approach everything and anytime, either side of the ball, but with your question, I think you want to go back to the why is it happening and what are the corrections? There's usually answers for it, and then are we doing the things to help correct it? And so, it's happened, right? And you just try to, I think you're always trying to keep looking for areas you can grow in, but it certainly has happened and probably will again, but you just try to keep coaching it and coach coaches and coach players and look at what you're doing. Are you doing it the right way? Is there a better way to do it? I think you just kind of keep peeling back the layers on the onion till you get it right.
How did you approach it last year? I'm just curious. And then, obviously, you guys had some improvement at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I just approached it that way. What are the reasons? Identify the problem and come up with solutions to it. We're still working through that.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Morning, Paul.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, just wondering, obviously match up two really good defenses on their side. They lead the nation in sacks, have a bunch of tackles for loss. So, what are the biggest challenges in attacking that aggressive of a scheme?
It is. It's a heck of a challenge. And I think it's a really good scheme and that allows players to play aggressive. But I've been impressed with, how quickly they've had a transition and the players look really confident in what they're doing. And Coach Brown's a heck of a football coach, and he's done a great job a lot of places. But I think this seems to be a really good fit for what he wants to do and how he does it. And so it's a really good defense with good players and well coached, and that's the challenge. And you can't focus, on one, two, three, four guys, because I think they're all really good football players, and so you gotta be sound, and you gotta rise up to the challenge. There's no magic against it. You gotta be on, and you gotta play, and you gotta do your assignment.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Paul, if you look at your own defense, you're leading the Big Ten in points given up, fewest, and seven teams in the conference are in the top 25. I mean, are teams taking the best high school players and putting them on defense?
I think for a long time that's what you've always, a lot of people have subscribed to that theory. And I think right now what you have is you've got kind of what we were talking about with Michigan's defense. You've got really good players, and then you've got, you take those good players and you coach them up. So a good scheme with good players, and they understand what they're doing, that makes for good defense. But I think that for a number of years, you know, ever since I've been in it, you want to put your, you start there, you put your best players on defense, and yet you look around the country and there's some awfully good ones on offense. I don't want to make it sound like all the best players are just playing defense, but I think that's always a good recipe.
Thank you. We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Eugene Evans, College Sports Overload.
Hey, Coach. It's been 6 seasons since you guys last played, and most of the players in the team were probably in middle or high school when it last happened. But you know, have they grasped the importance of the game, you know, coming up on Saturday? Has it taken them a little bit longer, per se, for them to grasp it?
No, I think one of the qualities that I appreciate from this group is every opportunity we get to play is a big deal. And you think about these kids, and you know, they started back in winter conditioning, and then you've got spring football, and worked their tails off in the summer, and then fall camp, all for 12 opportunities, and what you do with those 12 opportunities, whether you earn the right to play more games, and each kid's not even guaranteed those 12. You know, our starting linebacker, first play of the first game, hurts his knee, and he's out for the year. And so I think this group gets the fact that all the opportunities are huge, and you want to maximize them the best you can. And certainly the way the season has played out to this point, there's a lot of attention to this game, but our kids didn't need that. And they're, you know, we don't have one player that's played against Michigan, that's played at Michigan, and they understand and appreciate the opportunity to play against a top program, a top team right now. I don't think, you know, the history matters as much as this is their opportunity against a really good football team. They get that, but I think they've done a nice job of being in the moment and all the games in that year. You appreciate it as a coach.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.